Oh, you didn't tell me about those fucking dorks at Punchline.
Oh my God.
So yeah. I did this weekend. I was at Punchline Comedy Club in Philadelphia. Yeah, throw that in, dude. Let me hear it. Do you have time? Do you have the energy?
I have the time and energy. Right, let me hear so it. I have this weird. My battle right now is that my girlfriend loves to. I'm trying to think how to phrase this. She'll have friends, male friends, and in my head, I'm like, these dudes just want to fuck you.
They do.
And I know they fucking do, man. I know it. But, like, she'll be like, no, he doesn't. So, like, I get roped in these weird situations with these weird fucking dudes who want to fuck my girlfriend, who've known her for a long time. So I can't be like, I forbid you from seeing this man. So, like, right. So she's like, we'll just come out. We'll all hang out. That way, you know, it's not weird. And, like, then I'll sit there with, like, and Shane, I'm happy you saw this.
Yeah.
Because usually I sit in these places. I'm like, dude, fuck this guy. So, like, we go out. It's this dude. He was like a fraternity guy. It's like a black frat fraternity guy, like a Kappa, Alpha, whatever the fuck it is. And then he's with his friend. And these guys are effectively, in this case, the guy was just like a black nerd.
Yeah.
And he's a virgin.
They're a bunch of Neil deGrasse Tysons.
Yeah, dude, it was. It was a lot of NGTs. Like
two NGTs trying to finger Matt's girlfriend.
This guy, his whole thing is he's 27 and he's a virgin. So in his head, he's thinking that like, he's approaching women and being like, yeah, you know, I'm saving myself for the right person, but like, I just want to get to know you before we date. Like, if we went out, it wouldn't be a date. And he's like this weird fucking aggressive shit. So then, like, we're hanging out. This guy, it's like me, my girlfriend, this guy who's silent and just pissed off. And then, like, his nerdy friend who's just like, oh, this is great. Oh. So then that night, I'm like, dude, please stop dragging me out with these weird fucking guys that want to fuck you. And she's like, he doesn't. Dude, 2 o'clock in the morning. We wake up that morning. She had a text at 2 in the morning. The guy's like, I need to crash.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. And it's just like, dude.
Old Neil deGrasse. He was too busy. He was getting excited for the eclipse. He needed to go see your lady.
He had to do something, man. That's such a weird fucking thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm your friend. And I was explaining to her. I'm like, dude. Yeah. Like, this guy's crazy. He's 27 years old. He's a virgin.
Yeah. No, my girlfriend has her friends in high school. Her core group was her, another girlfriend, and then these two guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been like their four good friends. And it's like, it was right when we started dating. They've all kind of split up since. I did a good job of.
You broke that up?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Good.
My girlfriend's not going to the movies with one of these guys.
Nah, dude.
Or something? No, I didn't fucking. If she did that, I'd be like, yeah, go ahead. I don't give a fuck. I've seen those guys. They're all fucking dorks. Yeah. They're good, nice guys. They're good, cool, nice, sweet guys.
Dude, I hate that, man. And it's like constant being like, this guy wants to fuck. You think Emmy gets? It's like, they fucking do.
It's
call,
like, yeah.
Call him right now.
Tell him, yeah.
Call him right now and be like, come over. I want to suck your dick.
It would
He's not going to be like, no, our friendship. He's going to come over and let you suck his dick.
Yeah, of
instantly.
Course. Of course.
In fact, instantly. Before you finish the words.
Go drink with him.
Yeah.
Go out, just and that's you two, the other thing go too. Drink.
Yeah, they're like,
see
come
if
on,
he
man.
Doesn't slide something, like a little comment in of like something asking about your dating life, something like that.
Dude.
That mentality is the, just sorry, Jim.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
That mentality is exactly what I had for like probably the first 8 years of my dating life. And it was Friends, the show that wrecked me. Because that's, I just figured that's how relationships work.
What?
For, like you Ross and Rachel,
friends
like,
with girls.
You're friends with them for a long time, and then you show up to the cafe, and it's raining.
Disgusting!
Disgusting! I know they're doing that. I fucking know it.
That's disgusting.
That's exactly what's going on in this guy's head.
Damn it, dude!
If you think it's like, yeah, we were friends for a long time, and then it's like, that just means she was fucking someone else, and then decided to fuck you.
Yes,
that's what being friends first and then fucking is.
Or, dude, if you. Say you angered your girlfriend so much, and I was kind of like, I was constantly like, that guy wants to fuck you, fuck that guy, blah, 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 blah. If I did something to piss her off enough, she might fuck that guy just to piss me off.
Exactly,
dude.
Yes.
That's the sickness of it all, dude.
You're in checkmate.
Yeah, dude.
You're immediately in checkmate. You just have to be okay with it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's a tough spot.
I hate that, dude.
That's a tough, weird spot.
Dude, I had that this week, so I had that going on, which I was just like, whatever. And this, the fact that he's a virgin is so weird. 27-year-old man... Virgin was in a fucking fraternity and everything. It's like, dude, how did you do that? Like, if I don't jerk off for 3 days, my fucking loins, dude, are just like pulsing.
Yeah,
it's like you were telling me at 18, 17, 19, 21, all the way to like 24, you didn't come across one thing.
Because I saw him, and it's not like he's like tremendously overweight. Maybe he used to be like obese.
I don't think so.
Because other than that, it's kind of hard to get
she
laid.
She told me about like high school stuff with him. And I'm like, dude, something's going to come up. I don't know. The mystery deepens. But, dude, at the same time, I was insecure, dude, because I had a little ringworm on my dick again. Came back.
What was wrong with your dick?
I had fucking ringworm, dude.
What are you talking about?
I got ringworm on my dick.
You mean herpes?
Ringworm.
What's that?
It's literally, you know what ringworm is? It's a rash. I've never gotten
a ringworm on my dick.
But you know what a ringworm is?
Yeah.
Do you know what ringworm is?
I mean, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
And I know I can get it from jiu-jitsu.
It's literally a perfectly, you can get it from jiu-jitsu. It's a perfectly circular rash. A lot of wrestlers get it.
Yeah.
So I've got it before, like on my legs, playing football.
You got a ringworm on your dick?
A tiny ringworm on my dick. Dude. Yeah, so I had to like seriously figure out how to get rid of this.
Do you think you got it from your wax?
That's the question.
Do you think it could be your wax?
And I wanted to bring this up to my listeners, dude. If you've been on a heavy dong wax regimen.
Don't buy Matt's fucking famous dong wax.
That's what I thought, dude. You're a lot ringworm. Like, dude, like Steve Jobs, same thing. Like, you know, he had a couple failures. So I think from keeping my dick constantly moist, it may have...
For sure.
It may have, but...
You've been rubbing oil on your dick for a month.
Every day.
How great is that?
Night
like,
and day.
How sick would it be if you made a commercial, like a fucking pharmaceutical commercial for your world famous dong wax, then it just ends with like, side effects may include ringworm.
But here's like, the thing, dude.
That's a big side effect.
I think it goes deeper than the wax. That's my problem.
What do you think?
I think that's... You need more. It's not that I was wrong.
You need more wax. Dude, you need to double down.
I didn't even get into this. So I was so fucked up about my weird fucking ringworm. It's a tiny little thing, dude. It's barely noticeable, but I know it's ringworm. I got it once before. And then I have this dude sniffing around, so like we can't even have sex. Like I need a fucking my sperm competition, dude. I need to scoop the cum out, dude. Just in my head. So we couldn't even have sex. So I tried to go tanning because I read that sunlight will just crush this shit.
So you had your dick out in a sunbed.
It was closed, dude. Which I felt so gay walking. You know, I felt so gay walking.
I had a fucking skin disorder, dude, that required sunlight, and
it was closed.
And I went to a fucking tanning salon. It's so humiliating.
I'd rather walk into a whorehouse than a tanning salon, dude.
It was so bad,
dude. So I walk up, I go to knock up, and I'm like, "It's closed, thank God." Two people see me there. I'm like, "Fuck!" Those two people will always talk about me being in a tanning booth. So I hop in my car and just drove. I guess that's northwest up Lancaster Ave. It was a sunny day, dude. Flopped the bird out, dude, and just drove like 3 miles and let my bird cook in my car.
Damn, that's crazy.
I just cooked it.
You just drove with your dick out because you have ringworm on your dick. You were just driving around with your ringworm dick out.
And I was in like, if I drove the other way, I was no sun. So I like drove one way. I'm like, I'm getting good sun. Let me see what I get. No sun. So I just drove all the way at Lancaster Ave. And I came to a red light. I'd throw my shirt over it. And then as soon as I hit the gas, dude, shirt was up. The fucking bird was fucking tanning. So the thing is like, I want to start a whole camp, dude. It's
Jesus.
Over. It's over. The wax is just a part of it.
The wax works.
I need a camp. Where you
need to double down.
I need
on
a
the
dick
wax.
I'm starting a dick retreat, dude. You go out, you just tan your fucking dong in the
you
morning.
You need to make tanning beds for dicks.
No, it's like, sit
just
outside.
A, no, but just
solar
a nice,
energy,
just
dude.
A nice tanning bed.
Just for your dong. Just
like a pocket pussy, solar pocket pussy that you put over your...
That's a $1 billion idea.
Just like that, Matt and Shane's podcast is officially done. We're done with the podcast. We're on to making solar beds for dicks.
I want a dick retreat, dude. You wake up, you jelk, you sun it out, you're back-to-back with your dude, so no one's looking at anyone's dong, and then you wax and you go to bed.
So like a straight
just a dong
dick retreat.
A dong retreat, dude. The dong retreat. I've told you, it's bigger than the wax. The wax showed me, like, dude, there's more to this.
There's
you
more
gotta
to
sun your dog. You gotta sun your
health.
Hog, dude.
I would imagine though that dick health has been probably the most studied.
It's not though.
I bet it is. Throughout ancient history, like I bet every culture was like, yeah, our dick.
Yeah, but no one studied. No one's does like dick exercises.
Well, I think it's dicks. So you can just
you
let
can
them
go work out all day long on your arms. You're like, yeah, I do exercises to strengthen my dick. People are like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Well, that makes perfect sense.
Why?
Because I don't think there are muscles, like dick muscles.
You can
muscles.
Strengthen the fucking the capillaries and stuff. If you're constantly putting that under stress, your body's going to respond. So
yeah,
you're like, we know all this stuff. We know
joking.
About dicks, dude.
That's
but it's
joking,
like,
right?
It's joking. You can stretch it. See, you can fucking sunbathe it. You got to fucking sunbathe your hog, dude. That's my new thing. I'm off the fucking wax for now.
No more wax?
I'm catching rays in my car. If I hit sunlight, I'm like, yup.
next week, yup. Matt's definitely going to be getting bailed out of jail for indecent exposure.
Dude, but it is fucking pretty scary. Like, anyone in an SUV can definitely see your dick. I was driving by other cars, seeing like if I could see their dick if it was out. It's like
you can't see dicks.
You can't unless you can't. If someone's in a
unless
truck.
Unless it's a truck, yeah,
or an SUV.
And even then, that's tough because of the roof.
Or somebody like you get a lot of jaywalkers on Lancaster Avenue. Oh, so if someone's jaywalking, you gotta and it's so hard to drive and not look at your dick while you're driving. So I was like, oh fuck. So that was my weekend in a nutshell, dude.
Your weekend.
I was battling black nerds. I was trying to sunbathe my dick, dude, so I could hop back in the game.
You gotta get rid of that ringworm.